Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. Start me from coming first. It's Ms. Doreen.
Yes, Ron, how are you?
I'm very good. And yourself, ma'am?
I'm hanging in there.
I got you. I was just checking on you very briefly because I see that Luis is ready to work, okay? So I was just contacting you. And I don't know if he's there, just to give him some instructions about how to do the clock in and clock out and, like, basic things, like, for the job, you know?
Okay. No, he's not here. He's not here right now. Do you want to tell me?
Sure. I'll be sending him to his email all the information he needs to clock in and out, okay? Briefly,
okay.
You know, he can use your landline or the app. If he needs to have the app set up for tomorrow's shift, that will be perfect for us to try to do it before the day ends, you know.
Okay. So are you in the office?
Me personally, no. I'm working from home today.
Okay. As you should.
Yeah.
Be home today.
Yeah, doing some stuff.
Let me see. I wonder if I can, because he's over to my cousin's house. I wonder if I can do a three-way on my phone. Wait a minute, because I want him to hear this, unless you want to give me the information I can write it down, unless you want to text it to him, however where you want to do it.
I can email everything to him, actually, yeah.
You can email to him.
Yeah,
okay.
Will he keep the same schedule, like 10 to 5?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, I might need him early, so he might come in early. Long as he get within, what's it, 7 hours?
7 hours a day, actually, yeah.
As long as he does 7 hours, for me, that's good for me. It doesn't, even if he came at 8 o'clock, it didn't matter to me.
I got you. At least we need, like, a little bit of consistency or a time frame for him to have these hours so the system links up his goals on time, you know? So if you give me, like, a time frame, at least if he started at 8, I can put it at 8, you know? I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let me, let's say 8.
8 p.m., okay. So if it's
8 let's say 8.
Okay.
If
it's like that, it will be until 3, 8 to 3. Is that okay?
Let's say that 8 to 3. That's good. Let's say that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can. Hold on, Robbie. Don't do anything. You're home now. You can.
Okay.
Give me some patience. Give me some patience, sweetie pie. Hold on for a minute. Let me see how you do this. Now, wait a minute. How do you do? Okay. I think when you, like, you called me. So I'm looking on my phone because I think you're supposed to push talk. If you're trying to do a three-way, so I don't know how to do this.
Oh, do you have the number? I could try on my end. If that's easy for you.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Well, you're on the phone, so just don't go nowhere.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. How your day been going, Robbie?
Yeah, everything's getting just fine. Just picking up everything that happened the weekend. How about yours?
Yeah. How my day been going?
Mm-hmm. How is it?
It's achy, but I ain't going to complain too much. Just achy. Just so-so, you know, just, what's this, 3:38? I'm just trying to get a little something in me, and it wasn't worth a dime. Just took my medicine about a half an hour ago. I'll be glad when I get you know, really back on like I should, because I don't eat right since I, you know, is not here. I hadn't ate right too well. And then if Louis comes in, then I'm able to get a little lunch or a little something. But other than that, I be, you know, because of how I feel sometimes, I won't even fix nothing. Let me see if I can give you, let me see. Let me see. If you're on the phone, let me see how, you do this. I'm looking. Trying to scroll in. Let me see. I forgot the girl's name because you just started with the company, right, Robbie?
I mean, around April. I mean, June last year.
Yeah, I forgot her. I had her email. I forgot her name, but I'll never forget her. She was just so. She's the one that first got me in with our family first. You know, but all the people have been so nice and helpful, you know?
Okay. Maybe Silhouette. Was it Silhouette or Tamiri or Nina? Should be.
Oh.
Silhouette was an old lady.
She was. What you say? What you called the names again?
Yeah, Silhouette is the oldest one that was here. It was an old lady, and next comes Nina or Tamiri. Those are the ones, the three ladies I know here. It's the coordinators that were before me.
It sounded like Tamiri, something like that. That girl was so helpful. I'm telling you.
Oh, I got you. Let's see here. What you're doing that, I'm filling up, like, all the email that I need for him.
Okay, hold on. But hold on, don't go nowhere. You're still on the phone, right?
Yeah. While you're doing that, I'm doing this on the computer. It's fine.
Oh, okay. All right, dear. Okay. That's how I just figured something out now.
Okay. I have it right here. Awesome. Okay.
Let me try to see if he's over there.
I'm going to screw this in, and
so he can start. He can start tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah, he's able to start tomorrow right away.
Yeah.
Can you please? I mean, this number I'm calling you is a cell phone, right? The 302 number. Alright, I was in this computer, and this is the one. Let's have timesheet form, outer field timesheet. Let's see, document. Okay, it's better, and
Robbie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Louis, are you on the phone? Okay. Something about this. When I got him, and then I pushed merge, so apparently it must be cutting him off. How do I get you all at one time?
I'm not sure. Maybe, I mean, I can't tell by the device that you're using right now.
Okay. Okay. Louis, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear you now.
Are you up? Okay. Robbie's on the phone for Farron, said he wants to tell you about your schedule, things you need to do to clock in and whatnot.
All right, Mr. Louis. So I'm sending you an email to your address, email address, louisfcruz04@gmail.com, okay? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending you an email with all the instructions you need to clock in and out. Be advised, please, that in order for us to pay you, at least there must be a record of your attendance, which is the clock in and the clock out. I just had a word with Mrs. Doreen, and she told me that a schedule that might work best for you guys is from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., okay? So that's what I'm setting you up for, starting effective tomorrow.
Louis, is 8 o'clock okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So be advised also that whenever the patient is admitted in the hospital, that's when the services must stop, and you must notify the agency or send me like a text message. This is my number. Hey, the patient is in the hospital. And like from there on until she's actually discharged and we get the papers, that's when you can resume the services, okay. Another reminder is that all the services, they're destined to be home care, so patients should be at home. It doesn't mean that you cannot do errands for the patient or stuff. The thing is, like, at least when clocking in and out, even if you are doing, like, an appointment, I mean, going to an appointment with the patient and stuff, you need to start the visit at patient's house and then take care to the appointment. However, if this might change, we can be flexible. You just let me know, hey, Doreen has an appointment tomorrow at 8 a.m., but at 8 I need to be there. So you just clock in earlier when that happens, before you leave the house, okay? So if that works better for you. Also, if you want to do, for example, today you had to stay more hours because there's something that came up today, just let me know, hey, Rodney, I'm going to stay two or three hours today, and then we can, like, minimize that from the next day so you don't do overwork or stuff, you know. Patient is authorized to receive 49 hours a week. This means 7 hours every day, 7 days a week. And, yeah, mainly that's what happens. If you need something, this is my number. You get a payment for a week over. This means that if you're going to start tomorrow, you're going to receive this week payment next Friday, just for us to have clear expectations of what's going on. Whenever there's like a missing clock-in or missing clock-out for any other situation that you may face on the job or something, you must send a timesheet for us to process your hours. In the document I'm preparing for you that I'm going to be sending you to the email I told you at the beginning, has the timesheet form. There's a timesheet link in which you don't have to print anything. You just fill out that link and easier, okay? And now I need to ask you, how you feel comfortable doing the clock-in or the clock-out? But first, wait. Ms. Doreen, you have a landline?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what's the number of the landline? Can you please confirm it again?
The landline is 484-580-6128.
Okay. Okay, so here are the methods for you to record your attendance, Mr. Louis, is doing a call from her landline. I give you a PIN that's personal. The PIN is only yours. The patient cannot clock in or clock out for you. That is considered Medicaid fraud, but I know you guys will take care of it. In this case, you do a call when you start, you do a call when you finish, you enter when you finish some duties. About what you did. It's very brief. Just memorize like three that you generally do and put it there. That's fine. Or you can use your mobile cell phone on which you download an app a mobile application, so you do the clock in or clock out. So which one of these two methods works better for you? Using the landline or using the phone to set up the app?
Yeah, the landline is fine.
Okay, okay. In any cases, if you need help or assistance on this, on downloading the app and setting it up, if something happens, I'm also sending you that link over here, but right now I'm setting you up for you to use the landline, okay? So I guess everything is covered by now. You got any questions, Luis?
No. Nope. I'm just ready to get started.
Okay. It will be tomorrow at 8 a.m. as expected. And, yeah, you already know the rate, right, and the bonus that we that I mentioned to you before, right?
Right.
Okay, I got you. So I guess that pretty much is it. The email is being sent right now. Okay, so you must have received it. Let me know if you get it or anything, and I'll be advised, okay? It is free to have the services started, okay?
And do you have Robbie's number, Louis? Do you have any questions, or if you don't get your emails or whatever? And so
yeah,
you make sure...
I got his email.
Oh.
Okay, he just got it. That's
and Robbie, you put the your number and you put the number, you know, all the information what he got to do to clock
yeah.
in and clock out.
Yeah,
okay.
There's instructions over there. He can read it over and like has everything there. I already added him to your profile here, so he has access to clocking and out and everything. In case he has questions, he can ask me, okay? I mean, like, tomorrow we get going through that because it's going to be his first day, but it's fine. He will do just fine, okay? Just to read out the email.
Okay. All righty. Okie dokie. That sounds all right to me. I need some things done.
I got you. Well,
thank you for your patience and thank you for your help because, you know, I know you was trying, you know, and I was trying to, that you know, you was trying to help me and I was trying to because it's been a little hard, you know. It's been really kind of difficult, very difficult, especially, you know, when you got to, you know, find, you know, pay out of pocket and try to find somebody to, you know, go to your mailbox and, you know, just do the little things that you can't do. It's been kind of hard. So I thank you for your patience and for your help, Rodney.
I got you. No problem, ma'am. I'm here to serve, okay? So, yeah, we'll be in touch. You guys have my number, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Louis, ma'am. You hear Rodney? Louis? Louis?
I guess that you may have left. But I guess that it was clear to him, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so kindly, honey.
You're very welcome, ma'am. You have a beautiful day. Take care.
You too, now. Thank you.